the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. It's Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
DM deep dive time. The questions, the comments, everything that come in through any of the KISS social accounts through DM go to Maria, who then brings them for us to all share and discuss.
What do we got in the DMs today, Maria?
All right, Fiona is asking, what is everyone's favorite activity at the CNE? Mine is the dog show.
Aww. That's amazing. We only recently started going to the CNE like regularly because of Cruz, who's seven now.
Yeah.
You know what? We do everything. Like my favorite thing is just watching him enjoy all the things.
Yes.
Enjoy all the food, all the rides, all the stupid games that we continuously lose money on.
Yeah.
Like that's like my favorite thing is seeing him enjoy all the things that the CNE has to offer.
Mm-hmm. Footlong corn dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that like your go, like every time you go?
Every single time I go. It's the first thing I do.
The first thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And usually the last too. Like sometimes I'll have two depending on how long we're there.
Oh,
like
yeah?
I'll start my day with a corn dog and I'll end my day with a corn dog.
I guess you're doing all that walking,
Come
Maria.
On.
I love the
Super
game
thick.
With the water gun. I win every time.
Oh, yeah. It's the target. It's
yeah,
like a
you
race,
target
right?
with the water gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then deep fried Mars bars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn it, Maury.
Oh, the Polar Express.
Oh, is that the spinny run?
Yes, also
can't
love
do it.
That too.
Can't do it. Cannot do it.
No, I love all that.
I can't do spinny rides anymore. And unfortunately, like if you go to Wonderland, there's a lot of coasters and stuff like that,
yeah.
which is great. I can totally do those, but I can't do when you go to a place like the CNE or like a lot of those fairs, the majority of the rides are spinny rides.
Yeah. Love.
And I cannot do spinny rides anymore.
Yeah.
Something happened as I got older. I used to be able to crush all spinny rides.
Yeah.
And then I got to about like, I don't know, 40 or something like that. And I could no longer spin. If I'm in a chair, like here in the studio.
Yeah.
And if I turn around too fast on my spinny chair, I'll have to come back and put my hands on the desk for a second.
Yeah.
Like I can't even spin around in an office chair.
I think you got vertigo.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. I get lightheaded and start to feel sick if I spin too fast in an office chair.
Yeah, you sound like my dad. He's got vertigo too.
Okay, let's not.
Okay.
Decided.
Roz has vertigo.
Okay. He's got vertigo.
There we go. Cool. I got
Cheesecake,
vertigo.
What about you?
Funnel cake.
Oh yeah.
Funnel cake.
Love
can't be mad at
cake,
that.
Does anyone have the crispy onion tower? Does anyone do that?
Sometimes we do.
Hey,
yeah.
What's that? What's that thing that everybody likes? What are those
donuts?
No, what are those donuts, Maury?
The cronut?
No, the
tiny
little
toms.
Ones.
Oh, the tiny toms.
Everybody loves those things, right?
Yeah. Just smell.
And the waffle ice cream sandwich.
Cosign. Oh, yeah, really? I agree. Huh? I agree with that. Yeah.
It actually slaps so hard.
Worth the stomach ache, right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Stomach ache. What else we got today?
All right. Melissa's asking, what is the furthest road trip you've ever been on?
Furthest road trip.
Pittsburgh.
It was like 6 hours?
Yeah.
I would have to say maybe our recent drive to PEI. It's like 16 plus.
Yeah.
Wow,
or about 16 hours. But we split it up because we got the dog and we got Cruz, right?
Yeah,
seven. So
it's a big drive.
We did like 9 hours day one on the way there, 9 hours day one.
Yeah.
And then five the following day. Actually, less than that because, you know, speed, whatever.
Yeah.
And then on the way back, split it right in half, 8 and 8.
Yeah.
I think that's the first. Like we've driven
a long time.
Like I've done like New York and stuff, but it's not that far.
Yeah. No, I mean,
by comparison.
We've driven to New York before.
Oh, wait. No. I'm totally forgetting.
What?
When I was a kid, we used to drive, like, I think two or three times
yeah.
as a family.
Yeah.
We drove to California.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That was 3 days, like to L.A. So
yeah.
that's 3 days, 5 people in the car.
Oh, my God.
Backseat, it was me and both my sisters.
Oh my! Did you sit in the middle or did you get a window?
I always got the window.
You always got the window.
I bullied my way to a window.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. That's a long drive with 3 kids. Your parents, like, you know, big up to them.
How about you, Cheesecake?
New York is the furthest for me, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I went to Florida once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was about 20 something hours.
Yeah. I mean, I've taken the bus to New York, which is much longer than driving a car.
I've done that too.
For me, Ottawa. My family's airplane people because, you know,
4 hours.
My dad had to drive all of us to dance competitions and back our entire lives, Niagara Falls and all those places. And it's just, it's either an airplane or you're going alone.
So for this road trip is Ottawa.
It was just me and my sister in the car.
Okay.
So and Maury, you said what? Pittsburgh.
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 Mm-hmm. What else we got today?
Chantel says, what are Roz's favorite ciders? I'm looking for some recommendations that aren't too sweet.
Because that is tough to find like a good cider that has the... a great balance of sweet versus tart.
Brickworks is fine. The white can.
Yeah.
That's good. Strongbow's fine. All the other ones are really, they're very, very quite sweet, right? And I'm not a big fan. If I drink cider, I only ever drink those. I mean, I shouldn't say that. Like if they don't have anything and I want one, I'll order one at a restaurant that's not whatever. But yeah, I just drink.
You're not like a cider snob.
No, but I did get, I bought a can of non-alcoholic cider. A couple of weeks ago from this company called Sober Carpenter. You see, they have the stuff, they have their beers in grocery stores all the time. Mm-hmm. And I saw them, I was looking around and I'm like, I wonder if like they do a cider. And I ordered like the small case and it is very much not sweet. Like it is a tart cider, the non-alcoholic stuff. And I had a couple of them one day and then I had a real cider afterwards and I was kind of like, it was kind of a letdown. Like I was really loving
the real one.
Yeah. I got so used to the non-alcoholic cider because it just tastes like cider.
Juice?
No, it's in like a king can and it's like carbonated and everything. It's just, they remove the alcohol from the cider, but it's, it's really good. It's really good.
That's right up your
thing.
Alley.
That's my thing.
You like
right
apple
there.
Juice? You don't drink.
Yep.
Right? But you partake.
It might make you pucker though, Shem.
What?
Pucker. It's tart.
Oh.
Yeah. You like
got you.
Sweet.
Oh, pucker you know is mean? In my lip. Got you. Got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
You may pucker. Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Not that nobody wants to see Shem pucker.
Got beautiful lips to do so. Come on now.
What made you choose the non-alcoholic ones?
I was going to the cottage and it was the liquor stores were on strike. Right. And I realized that I don't want to get drunk. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I just ordered a case of these at the same time that I ordered stuff from the LCBO online and they kind of both arrived at the same time. And then for like that day, I was just doing one of each
because
I was just like outside all day. Right. And I wasn't going to get a buzz or anything like that. So I just had like one of each all day. It was great.
Buzzes are so awesome.
I know. Buzzes are so great.
Thank you, everyone, for all of the DMs that you were sending in. Keep them coming in because we love talking about them. That was amazing. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
Aha, DM Deep Dive time. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the DMs that you send in to us every single day. Love talking about them.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Alyssa says, hey Maria, happy belated birthday to my fellow Leo. Hey. Thank you very much. Hey. Did you pick up your Sephora gift yet? If so, which one? I'm trying to decide which one to pick for myself and it feels like a harder choice this year.
So explain this to me.
So on your birthday every year, Sephora gives you a gift if you're like a member.
Oh, okay. So you have to have the membership there.
Yeah.
And like so,
is there like a monetary, like a you pick it kind of like from this catalog of birthday tings?
Exactly. They have like ones based on points and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they have ones based on like if you want to spend a little bit more money to get them or
well,
ones
that's not
are
a
online,
gift if you got to spend.
Online versus in store. So it really just depends because like you can also add more points to get a bigger gift.
Yes. So what'd you get?
I haven't actually gotten mine yet because I'm waiting to go in store because the one that I want is actually sold out.
Oh, what is it?
It's like a Marc Jacobs thing. It has like all these different hair products and perfume and stuff. It's like a bigger package.
How much is that worth?
Probably like $150.
They give you a $150 gift on your birthday?
Yeah, some of them are really expensive, yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
What else we got today?
All right, George says, I have a question. Is Maury upset that both you and Shem now have a nickname including his favorite food, cheese?
Oh,
wait, what?
Because I guess they're referring to that person calling me Saganaki Queen and cheesecake for cheesecake.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because I was trying to, I couldn't remember the Maria nickname.
Yeah, that didn't stick.
No.
Yeah,
which no, I'm okay
that's,
with.
That's a lot for the mouth.
Not, hey, that's what she said. That, not the way cheesecake stuck, right? And don't forget what Maria called it out. Don't forget what Maria's nickname is. I changed her name on my phone already.
To what?
You don't remember what Maria's nickname is?
No.
I don't even remember what it is.
Misbehavior?
Oh. Oh my God. That was not a nickname. That never stuck either. That was one.
Also a drag queen.
Yeah. No, that is not a nickname. That is not a nickname. That was a persona.
So, damn it, Maury, are you upset?
Well, no, I have a nickname. Damn it, Maury.
No, but that he got cheese and you didn't get cheese.
Oh, I'm fine.
Yes.
Okay. So he's not upset, George, about the cheese comment.
Shem, cheesecake, I can't remember if we asked you this already, but like, do other people in your life now call you Cheesecake?
Man, I was in Vegas last week and ran into a listener at the airport. And rather than say, hey, Shem, they say, hey, Cheesecake. right in front of gate one. Right in front of gate one.
That's a baller name.
So, yes. People in my life call me Cheesecake now.
Okay. That's good. Nice. Mission accomplished.
What else you got today, Maria?
All right. This is a message from Nina. She says, I just wanted to say thank you all, the whole Roz and Mocha crew, for always making me laugh on my drive to and from work whenever I listen to you on the radio and the podcast. You have helped me get through the last 2 weeks as I've navigated all the stress at work while having a very sick toddler at home. Listening to you guys was so therapeutic. I cannot thank you enough. Keep up the good work and happy anniversary to you both.
There you go.
That's really nice, yeah. Nina. Thank you very much for spending your time with us on the Roz and Mocha show. The entire crew here, we appreciate you. We love you. Hope things are better at home. Hope your kid is feeling better as well. And thank you, everyone, for all of the DMs that you are sending in to us. Keep them coming in because we talk about them every single day on the DM Deep Dive. They go to Maria, and Maria brings them to the show. Thanks, Maria.
You got it.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. DM Deep Dive time. Any of the DMs that go to any of the KISS social accounts make their way over to Maria, who then puts them together and brings them to the show every day so we could have a chat.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, Roz. Emilia is asking, does anyone have a song they have on repeat in the car right now? If so, what is it?
Let's start with Maria.
Yes.
This is her song.
This has been my song of the summer.
Okay? Oh, okay. All summer.
Summer long.
So is this a song, like when you get in the car, this is the song you turn on first and then like throughout the day you're listening to?
Yes. Like it comes on regularly. All right. And then my friends and I will also like send it to each other. Sometimes. Okay. Read from desire, mind and sense of
spirit.
You have. This is the worst song I've heard in years.
Hold on. Where are you going? Turn up right here. Okay, this is a song when Maria was in Greece and she sent us that drunk voice note.
Yeah,
this
was on the background.
This is a song that was playing in Greece.
I worry.
That her and all her friends were drunk singing to.
I worry about you.
Can I just say real quick before you answer, Maria? Roz, right now, not only did he roll his eyes multiple times, but he's got his elbows on the desk, head in his hand, and his fingertips are on his temples.
Why are you so concerned? Why are you so worried about me?
Oh, I'm worried anybody who gravitates towards that as anything even remotely good or tasteful or artistic or... It's not even a song.
She's not even listening to you, Doc.
That is literally, this may be the worst song I have heard. And I know I said 2 years, but I may go a decade.
A decade, wow.
That may be playing everywhere. Do you understand that?
No. This may be the single worst song I've heard in a decade.
No, I've heard this on a bunch of playlists.
It's terrible.
Yeah, like a bunch of summer playlists, right, Maria?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. Everybody knows the song. It comes out.
I've never heard it. This is the first time I've ever heard it.
What's it called?
It's called Freed from Desire Gala.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's...
You know what? I played it for my dad the other day in the house because I wanted him to listen to it.
Did he ask you to move out?
He told me...
He told you what?
He was like, are you kidding me? Yeah. Rolled his eyes, same thing, and said, this song?
It's not a song. Yes. It's not a song.
Okay.
There's no song in the song.
He said it's an old song.
No, that's terrible.
Let's
go to
another song that I feel, Roz, maybe you'll think is terrible as well.
I'm optimistic.
I took this assignment seriously. So in the car, I only listen to the radio. This is the song Matthew and I ask for at home all the time.
Okay. The question once again, Maria, is what?
Does anyone have a song they have on repeat in the car right now? If so, what is it?
This is Dammit Maurice.
Yes.
I don't know what this is.
Post Malone. Brand new Post Malone. Hold My Gun.
Oh, this track. Yo, fire song.
Yeah.
Oh, fire album, by the way.
To this at home? What a sad house.
Matthew's usually in the bath and listening to this.
No, but this is your car song? It's about like what you listen to in the car?
No, he flips around the radio in the car. He doesn't have a song on repeat. Because the world is turning back
on. I've actually had the whole Post Malone album on repeat. You know, okay, so the day that he released the album, right?
Yeah.
F1 Trillion. We were here on the radio, and then we went on vacation.
Yeah.
So
right.
Afternoon, so he releases the album. It's amazing. I'm listening to it. Later in the day, Post Malone posts on social, guess what? Extended version of the album out now.
Oh.
There was 9 additional songs. Let me tell you, all 9 songs are fire.
Really, yeah.
Only available online. You can't buy that. That doesn't come out on a CD. The CD doesn't have those 9 songs.
Can we pivot real quick from Dammit Maurice's Post Malone song, right? To the song that I have on repeat.
Yes, please.
Because it's also looking from Post Malone's album.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, look, we finally have a California sober
on the highway. His track with Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
California Sober. Rig, I love this song. Looking forward. Windows down, volume on full blast. Some days he's home now, her thumb. Stole some suckers morning, now she's on the run. If she wanna get high.
Shem, if you also come through with a Post Malone song, this is going to be crazy.
No, sorry to disappoint.
Okay.
My song comes from 1992.
Oh, okay.
John Cicada, just another day. I love this song.
Yeah, it's a great track.
You guys remember, I was telling you guys a story about how I had to have the emergency root canal last week?
Yeah.
When I walked into the dentist's office,
this is what was the same.
Yeah.
I love this song.
I know,
man.
It's funny. I hear the song and my teeth hurt.
Okay, finally.
I know why.
Let's
finally.
Roz's on repeat. In the car.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I thought it was going to be a clean sweep with the boys here.
Yeah.
But I'm coming through with another Post Malone song.
Are you?
Yep. Everybody hurts. Oh, wait, no, sorry. No, I forgot. It's not.
This is why every time we're asked to make
a
song selection.
Is this the only song you listen to?
I think it's the only song he knows.
He knows. Sometimes everything
is wrong. Every time we ask for a song selection, this is your...
This is a driving tune.
It's not.
It's the perfect song.
You mean to tell me this is your driving song?
Yes.
Your
this
wrestling
is also
song.
Your wrestling entrance song.
Your stripper song.
Also your stripper song.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And your track that's going to make you cry song.
Yes. And first dance at a wedding song. Oh. It's appropriate for that too. Wasn't mine, but it could have been.
Maria, what's your question?
Can we just put my song back on?
I may quit if we do that, to be honest with you. Like, you have no idea, right? Like, you have no idea how much it angers me.
Yeah. Wait, that...
Like, you have to understand it, how much it angers me that there's people in this world that walk and breathe among us that created this.
Yeah.
And are possibly making money off it. Like, I'm
not
talking,
possibly. They're making bank on this song.
Angers me. Uh-huh. Angers me.
Great song, man.
Like, drives me crazy.
Well, this would be a
this
good
time. This is the lowest of the lowest form.
To end today's DM Deep Dive, keep your questions
of
coming
anything
in.
Anything that resembles
every
music.
Single day. Any of the KISS social accounts, feel free to reach out. Maria, who's dancing away right now, organizes them, brings them to the radio.
Jesus.
What do you want to say here, Maria?
Na 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 na
na na na
na na na na na na na na Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
DM Deep Dive time. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot thank you enough for blowing up our DMs because we get to do the DM Deep Dive every single day.
We do.
Because of your comments and or questions.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Hey, Roz. Okay, Carol is asking, what is the best way to do dishes? Option one, you apply the soap to everything in the sink first with a wet soapy sponge and then rinse it all. Or you apply the soap to one item, rinse immediately, drying rack, move to next item.
Roz, what do you do?
At home, I only have a single sink. It's a bigger single sink as opposed to a double sink, right? So I will never fill the whole sink with water and soap and then just go through them.
Yeah.
We have a dishwasher, but if I'm cooking, I prefer to wash things by hand as I'm going, right?
Yeah.
Like pots, frying pans, cutlery, spat, like all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm. We have
We have a scrub brush, mm-hmm. and I'll usually just squirt a little on the end of the brush, mm-hmm. right? And then run the hot water, and I just wash with that. So the soap is coming off of the brush.
Yeah.
And then dry. I have like a towel attached to my apron, mm-hmm. and then I just dry it with that, and I stick stuff back on the hot stove to sort of burn off all the excess water before I put it away. But I go one at a time. Squirt. What's this stuff called? What am I looking for? The word
dish soap. Dish
Thank
soap?
You. Squirt yep. dish soap.
Guys, come on. You've been on the show long enough. What the mess for you? We could have just had some great comedy.
Oops.
Y'all. As soon as he said squirt, I knew it.
Okay. So I squirt some squirt on there, right? And then and I go at it one at a time. That's the best way to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
In our house we have it's like two sinks side by side, right?
Yeah.
So dishes go in the dishwasher. I rinse them off. Dishes go in the dishwasher. The items that need to be washed, I just have a sponge.
Yeah. A sponge.
Yeah.
Huh?
Dish soap in the sponge. Use a sponge to clean the
sponges. Get funky though.
The dish.
I don't like touching
rinse
the wet
it,
sponge.
And then I put it in the empty sink. And then when I'm done is when I dry everything and put it all away.
Right.
Yeah. What about you, Maria?
So we only use scrub daddies at my house because that is the sponge of choice.
Yeah.
So I'll usually make sure that I put the soap between the eyes and then underneath the smiley face so that it's all spread out.
Yeah.
And then I rinse the plate and then I wash it with the sponge both sides. So the scrub part and then the regular sponge part.
Yep.
And then I rinse and then I put on the drying rack.
Scrub daddy. You follow him on OnlyFans, right, Mar?
Yeah. I was
Next DM, please.
No, I Okay. So Sam wrote in saying, can you ask Maria if her and her Greek bartender boyfriend have taken their texting relationship to the next level and FaceTime each other? How are things going with him? If it's not working, I'm available.
Oh, damn, Sam. Going back to Maria's 22 days in Greece. So Maria meets a guy. She said they unofficially got married. Turns out he's a bartender at a club that they went to, and she saw him twice at the same club.
Yeah.
No red flags there.
Since coming back... they've been texting every single day. Mm-hmm. So Sam wants to know how the storyline has continued. Are you still talking? Are you still texting every day? Are you FaceTiming?
We don't FaceTime.
Okay.
Because our hours are not ideal. Uh-huh.
Have you FaceTimed?
No.
Oh, why?
No.
Has he tried?
No.
Have you
but
tried?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
No, it's very, very, very chill.
Oh, okay. Okay,
we'll
okay.
voice note back and forth. We'll message back and forth.
Can it's you play not us like, a voice note right now from
no,
him?
No.
Why?
No. Absolutely
You said
not.
It's very chill.
Yeah, absolutely not. Anyways.
Which one was the first one to send a pic?
No, there's no
There's no pics.
There's no pictures.
There's no picture exchanges.
No, there's none. There's no
He never sent you a picture.
You have not sent him a picture of the dog.
Well, you know, he's seen my dog.
Okay. Have you sent him a picture of you?
He has me on Instagram.
No. But hosting this
something
event,
that's
whatever.
Not for the public on Instagram.
No, nothing.
You've not sent him a pic.
No, I don't do that.
Has he sent you a pic?
No.
Yo, why are you lying, girl?
I'm so lying.
I'm not lying.
Play us a voice note right now.
I know. No, because then I would have to listen to him screening those. I don't know what he says.
I don't want to hear a voice note that he sent you. I want to hear a voice note that you sent him.
Absolutely
not. There it is. There it is.
No, because they're in Greek. You're not going to understand.
Doesn't matter. We'll get a translator. Maury,
no.
Go downstairs.
Get a translator.
All right, yo, Sam, you are out of luck, son.
Oh, my God.
Next DM, Maria.
All right, Cyrus says, so I was working on my Subi's AC system the other day when I asked myself, what is one feature comfort in a car that I would not be able to live without? Like, if I had to keep one amenity from all the modern luxury features that cars get nowadays, for example, backup camera, blind spot, ice-cold air conditioning, Apple CarPlay, etc. Which one would you not survive driving without? For me, since I drive a manual car, I would hate to have my AC go out since it's at a workout and a half. So let me know what you think.
Okay, I would say that we're sort of divided down the middle here because Maury and I have cars that don't have a lot of stuff. I don't have side
any
sensors.
Tech.
I don't have a rear view camera. I don't have a screen. I don't have Bluetooth. Like, so for me, it's like radio and heat. Right? Like,
so, okay, you got to keep one.
Okay. So radio, heat, and AC, let's say, okay?
So which one of those can you not live without?
Listen, in the summer, you can unroll the windows and you get a little bit of a breeze. It's a pain in the ass to drive when you're that hot. I do enjoy having the radio because it's really all I have in there. Heat, I think you need in the winter.
Yeah.
Right? Like when it's minus 30 and you are sitting in traffic, like, do you disagree with me, Maury? Are you going
to
heat?
No, I need the radio. I could put a blanket over me.
A blanket?
That's a hazard on the road right there.
If you're already a hazardous driver. If a cop saw you you're so getting arrested. Uh-huh. Why don't you take a sleeping bag and cut feet holes in it?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, Maria, what's your answer?
AC.
Yeah.
AC. Yeah, because if I'm melting and I just did my hair and makeup, I will show up angry.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Shem? I'm with Roz. Heat. I drive with the shirt off, you know, when it gets hot in the summertime.
I know so we I asked you recently if anybody recognized you while driving around with your shirt off, and you said no.
No,
since that time,
no,
has
man.
Anyone
no,
up until now?
No, thankfully,
huh?
No.
But somebody did. They took a picture, remember, of Shem's car on the highway.
Yep. Yeah,
and it was a hot day. And that day, you were wearing a shirt.
Yeah, but I had a shirt hung up in the back, but I also had a roll of paper towel.
Oh, my God.
These are the conversations that happen because of the DMs you sent in to us. Keep them coming in so we can talk about them every day. Thanks, Maria.
You got it.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.